This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. On the occasion of National Youth Day, Prime Minister Narendra Modi is participating in the Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue 2025 in New Delhi. Mr. Modi visited an exhibition and interacted with the young leaders. They are showcasing presentations on their vision for Viksit Bharat to the Prime Minister. These presentations reflect the innovative ideas and solutions to address some of India's most pressing challenges. The three-day event began on Friday, providing a unique platform for youth to present innovative solutions for a Viksit Bharat. During the event, Mr. Modi will engage with 3,000 dynamic young leaders from across the country. The Prime Minister will also join the young leaders for lunch, providing them an opportunity to share their ideas, experiences and aspirations directly to him. He is also scheduled to release a compilation of best essays written by participants on the 10 themes. These themes encompass diverse areas such as technology, sustainability, women empowerment, manufacturing and agriculture. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will represent the Government of India at the swearing-in ceremony of President-elect Donald Trump as the 47th President of the United States of America. Mr. Trump will be sworn in as the President of the United States on the 20th of this month. During the visit, Dr. Jaishankar will also hold meetings with representatives of the incoming administration and other dignitaries attending the event. In Chhattisgarh, at least three Maoists were killed in an encounter with security forces today. A joint team of security forces was on a search operation in National Park area of Bijapur district after receiving intelligence inputs about the presence of Maoists in the area. The security forces have recovered the bodies of the killed Maoists. A large number of arms and ammunition, including automatic weapon, have also been recovered from the spot. Search operation is still going on in the area. The two satellites launched by ISRO to perform space docking experiment, or SPADEX, are 15 meters apart and closing in for an exciting handshake. In a social media post today, Indian Space Research Organization said the STX-01 Chaser and XTX-02 Target are just 50 feet away for an exciting handshake. India has joined the UN Committee of Experts on Big Data and Data Science for Official Statistics. As part of the committee, India will contribute to shaping global standards and practices in harnessing big data and data science for official statistical purposes. In a statement, the Ministry of Statistics said that India's inclusion in the Committee of Experts represents a significant leap forward for the country's statistical ecosystem. The ministry mentioned that the country's active engagement in the Committee of Experts will highlight its pioneering initiatives, including the establishment of the Data Innovation Lab and exploration of alternate data sources. In the U.S., the death toll from the wildfires in Los Angeles rose to 16. Of the fatalities, 5 were discovered in the Palisades fire zone, while 11 were from the Eaton fire zone. The wildfires are currently burning around Los Angeles, with at least 4 major fires in the region, including the Eaton, Hearst, Kenneth, and Palisades fires, which have collectively spread across approximately 38,276 acres. Today is National Youth Day. The day is celebrated on 12th of January every year in commemoration of the great spiritual leader, philosopher and thinker Swami Vivekanand. His inspiring life and empowering message urged the youth to nurture their dreams, unleash their energies and shape a future worthy of his envisioned ideals. The President, Vice President and Prime Minister have paid homage to Swami Vivekanand on his birth anniversary. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said, "An eternal inspiration for youth, Swami Vivekanand continues to ignite passion and purpose in young minds." He said the government is committed to fulfilling his vision of a strong and developed India. In the Women's Hockey India League, Delhi SG Pipers will be up against Odisha Warriors in the opening match of the series at the Jaipal Singh Hockey Stadium in Ranchi this evening at 8:40 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.